This is Susan Dalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Mary Baird Perkins Cancer Center and Our Lady of the Lake in Baton Rouge, they're trying to get more people here registered as bone marrow donors. The local effort is being made in partnership with Be a Match, a national nonprofit organization that matches donors with patients suffering from life-threatening blood cancers like leukemia and lymphoma. Here to speak with us is Renee Duffin. Welcome. You're Vice President for Cancer Support and Outreach with the Cancer Program at Mary Baird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake. What motivated you and the Cancer Center to focus on this particular area, well, of bone marrow donors?
As many of you may be aware, recently Robin Roberts of Good Morning America announced that she had to have a bone marrow transplant. And she was very fortunate in that her sister, Sally Ann, was a perfect match for her. However, many minorities are not that fortunate to have a perfect match. And so we decided to become involved in the effort when we were called by Mayor Kip Holden, because he understood the community outreach efforts that we have going on with our free cancer screenings. And we have a very captive audience. We target the underserved communities within the area. And so we've focused on getting together with Be the Match to see if we could help and try to get folks enrolled and become donors in this program.
So there's a great deal of need if thousands of patients with blood cancers depend on finding a bone marrow match to save their lives?
Yes, there is a tremendous need. And there are very few minority, in particular African-American donors, that are currently in the registry. And so there's a tremendous need for more African-Americans to become donors.
Is it a family match? Is it something from the registry normally? Since the Be the Match is the new program you're going to be dealing with, if a person has not been able to, heretofore, been able to find a family member or a donor, what happens?
They can go to Be the Match, and they try to help them identify a donor from within their database. Many people live years without finding a donor. Some are fortunate, like Robin, to have found a family member who can be the match. But then others, the program is in need of more and more people to sign up to potentially become donors. Some people are called. Some people are never called. I recently became a donor myself and was told that I may get called in 60 days. I may get called in 160 years. You know, we just never know.
Give us the statistics for finding a match on the National Registry if a patient is African-American or Caucasian.
For African-Americans, it's about 66%. For Caucasians, it's about 93%. So as you can see, there is a disparity there in that because there are fewer African-American donors, the opportunity for them to find a match is more difficult.
Well, we go back to Mary Baird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. How do they go about finding the match for African Americans, especially, and Caucasians, or what about other minorities?
Mm-hmm. We do free cancer screenings throughout the community utilizing our mobile medical clinic. We screen about 6,000 people a year in an 18-parish service area in southeast Louisiana. And so we have a very captive audience that we see. Many people come. They're with us for a period of time, and so it's a sort of a captive audience. And so when we contacted Be the Match and came and they met with us, the idea was that as the patients register to get their free cancer screening, they could also potentially register to be a donor as well. And so we wanted to utilize that captive audience to try to get additional people to sign up. And so what we do is we had our staff trained by Be the Match, and so they now know how to complete the application process and help others complete the application process. It's a very simple process. You swab both sides of your mouth, the inside jaw, and put it in a self-contained envelope, and you mail it off, and that's it, with your registration form. So very simple, very painless to become a potential donor.
We may have some potential donors out there right now wanting a phone number and a website. Would you give that to us?
Sure. They can contact us at 225-215-1234 or at marybird.org.
Thanks, Ms. Duffin. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.